of criminals and people breaking in and people stealing. This is as old as humankind. They have always been crooks, and they have always been the fact that the Quran says وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقْتَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا, the male or the female crook, you must cut their hands. That means there was this thing taking place all along, and even in the previous biblical scriptures that we find, it is there. It is not something that's going to run away. It's going to go away. We can't wish it away. People come up with some all funny kinds of thoughts and ideas sometimes. You must do like this. You must do nothing. Must do what the Quran tells us to do. Must do what the Hadith tells us to do. So we must make a point of engaging in the dhikr of Allah in as far as recitation of du'as and so forth is concerned. And we find from the ayat of the Quran, recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, a recitation of Ayat Al-Kursi, extremely very, very effective and very powerful. And make it so that our children are aware about these things and that they read these du'as and that they have got yaqeen in it. They must have conviction in it. Before they sleep, teach them that before you sleep and we lock the door, read Bismillah. That is what has been taught to us by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith says, lock the door, read Bismillah when you are closing your door. Why is it being told to us? Because there will be people on the other side who have got bad intentions. So we have to do that. Likewise, when they are going to sleep, make them recite Ayatul Kursi. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever recites Ayatul Kursi between the salats, for example, will be protected from shaitan. Shaitan is not only that fellow who's floating around who we can't see from wherever he is. Shaitan comes in different forms. And this is also one of the forms of shayateen, that they come and they carry out criminal activities and they harm our property, our lives, our homes, our everything. They throw it off, my respected friends and brothers. So make sure that we read these du'as. Let us make sure that we have got yaqeen in it and teach it to our children. The dua of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, then the four quls, like I mentioned, and Ayatul Kursi, and besides that, all the other surahs that are recited, there are so many things to recite, I cannot give them all to you from here from the mimbar, but that is our first rope, and that is our first shield against all criminal activities. That's why I mentioned right in the starting that Allah is the protector, Allah is the one who provides safety and security. But with that, we as human beings are under obligation to ensure that we put physical measures also into place, and accordingly then we do whatever has to be done. Whether it's in our shops, we have to install cameras, we are going to do it. We have to hire security guards, we have to do it. Today somebody has mentioned he's got a dog. So obviously, when we were growing up and we all know that you can't keep a dog. It's napak and it's haram and all that. But no, you can. Why does the Sharia allow the keeping of a dog, and it is with the additional clause that the dog, I always ask the children, why can we keep a dog? They say, to protect us. I said, no. Dog don't protect us. Allah Ta'ala protects us. We keep a dog to deter the criminal. We keep a dog to raise the alarm. It's another form of an alarm. When the dog barks, then that is it. So the niyyah is not that a dog is there for us to, in other words, I'm not encouraging anybody to keep dogs here. I'm saying that even the keeping of dogs, we find that there is an additional clause in the books of fiqh that makes mention that if it is for the proper and correct purposes, it is permissible. Because we know the other aspect of the same hadith, it is said in that house, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه كلب أو تصاوير, that the malaika of rahmah do not enter a home in which there are pictures of animate objects displayed or in which there are dogs. So because of the dog being of a napak nature. But if that dogs are kept with the intention of raising the alarm, deterring the criminal, then that is also a form. So these are all the physical things that we have to do, whatever has to be done. And my respected friends and brothers, to reiterate again once more, that when it comes to the aspect relating to a community endeavor and a community effort to ensure that we see everybody is safe. Now, normally a thing like that will happen, then we'll all have what we call, a reaction at that time, knee-jerk reaction. That, we have to do this and we have to do that. Then after 2 days, everything is forgotten. Let us not be lax and wait for something very, very ugly and very, very serious to happen. Allah Ta'ala protect us. We don't even mention those things there at the time of Jummah or from the mimbar. but my respected friends and brothers. So again, we are going to make an appeal to all our brothers. Please make sure that when the call is being made to revive, and inshallah we're going to again revive, the security company, morning, daytime, as well as nighttime, not only daytime, then let us make sure that we are going to spend. And if we are not going to spend, and we are spending elsewhere, those people who can't spend, they are not by the means, it's understood. But if you don't give preference to these things, my respected friends and brothers, in as far as spending in these causes where it is necessary, then so much more harm comes to us. So much of fear, so much of loss, so much of loss of life, so much of loss of property and whatever else it might be. So let us put our hands together, and when it is this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually give us barakah in our endeavors. And Allah ta'ala is the final protector. We all say that repeatedly. We don't deny that. Also over and above that, there was a post that went out in the week after this said incident that took place, that there will be a program taking place this afternoon. At 2:30, inshallah, at the sports zone, inshallah. That post has gone out for our mothers and sisters specifically, just to make them aware of certain things that they take for granted. Sometimes the gardener is working, he needs to go outside. If we're not careful, the gate is left open. Sometimes our domestic is cleaning the stoop there, washing the stoop or whatever it is, or sweeping the yard, the front door is left open. Sometimes when our mothers and sisters are coming into the yard, when they are driving, they forget to look. Just few things that are normally taken for granted. We have to put all these things into place. We have to be aware. So there are lots of things that we are not aware of. We are just heedless about. And the chore and the crook is just waiting. They exactly know. We don't know where they are hiding and lurking. And the minute, and we have seen many clips. The fellow is driving into the yard, and these fellows come running from out of somewhere. And those who are alert, mashallah, they react very, very quickly. But if people are not fast enough, whether they intend to shoot you or not, sometimes the gun just goes off by mistake also. So all these things, my respected friends and brothers, we are supposed to make sure that we keep in mind. So there will be someone from the police force that will come and address our mothers and sisters, as well as also our domestics and gardeners will also be called up. And when that program takes place, they also need to be told that how they have to be alert when they are doing certain things. So when we do call out that program, then we are going to ask the missus, how the missus listening at home, that Friday afternoon, we're going to have this program, please give them early off. You know, sometimes the ladies get very cross. Couldn't you find a better time to give the domestics their dawat? Now, who's going to wash the dishes this afternoon? You know, when we had our domestics function here last year, the year before, people complained, you mustn't have it at that time. Who's going to wash the dishes? But once in a year, if we ask you, something which is a community thing, please cooperate. We are a community, and as long as we work as a community, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us barakah. So let us, our mothers and sisters listening at home, and those that are present here also, inshallah, send them to the sports zone this afternoon, where inshallah they will be addressed with regard to safety and security tips. This is our sunnah. Our guest, inshallah, will speak to us tonight. After Isha Salah, our guests are here. The poster has been put up with regard to the specifically the Muslim presence in the country which we only knew to be a war country, Vietnam. So inshallah they are going to be addressing us on that tonight after Isha. We request all our brothers to please participate.